Welcome to Speaking Out for the Blind here on ACB Radio, where you're listening is our business. I'm Brian McKellen. This show airs every Wednesday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Pacific. Before we get into today's show, here's some exciting news for all ACB Radio listeners. You now can listen to this and other ACB Radio programs anytime through a telephone. Just dial 231-460-1047. And follow the instructions to listen to any ACB radio station. It's easy, and most of all, it allows you to listen to shows anywhere there's a phone connection. I have a second announcement to make. Remember one of our former guests, yoga instructor Nancy Yates? Well, she hopes that you listeners out there can join her for a special evening of yoga for blind and low vision participants. This class is from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Asian Art Museum in San Francisco. Immediately following the class, there's going to be an audio docent tour of the current art exhibit called Yoga, the Art of Transformation. This evening, Nancy says, promises to be a wonderful one. Please leave her a telephone message or email her. You may email Nancy at nancyyates1@gmail.com. That's nancyyates1@gmail.com. You may also call Nancy, and she'll get your message, and she'll get back to you. That number is 415-346-8119. Now back to today's Speaking Out for the Blind show. Bob Branco is one very special blind man. In fact, according to his website, www.brancoevents.com, he's a very well-versed man. Bob belongs to a number of community-minded organizations, and he's coordinated several activities, ranging from running trips to even commissioning a softball league. Bob Branco is also the public relations chairman for Project Starfish. Project Starfish finds and trains employable blind people. Bob joins us to talk about how his very productive life led him to working in his role. He'll also talk about the ins and outs of Project Starfish. Ricardo Walker, the manager of business analytics and research for Project Starfish, also joins us to talk about the organization as well. Hi, guys.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Hi, Brian.
Hello. Good morning, you two. I am doing very well this fine morning. So, Bob, let's first learn about you. According to the website, your website, www.brancoevents.com, you're a lifelong resident of the town of New Bedford, Massachusetts. I understand you're also blind. How did you become blind?
Okay, first of all, New Bedford, Massachusetts is a city. We're the fourth largest city in the state, I believe, fourth or fifth. And I was born partially blind due to a birth defect, according to what I've been told anyway. I was able to see and identify colors at one time and buildings and different visually displayable landmarks. But I was not able to read large and small print text in school, so I learned Braille at a young age anyway.
How did you learn Braille?
Through a private tutor in my second grade year in public school here in New Bedford.
For your first years of schooling, you were in this sight-saving class where all of the students received very special attention in a small class size. What and where was that class? And did any fellow student or teacher ever think because you couldn't see that you couldn't complete the assigned work?
Given the fact that the teachers who taught the sight-saving class were there for that specific purpose, then I would say that they were all very sympathetic and empathetic to all of our needs. And they had confidence that we would, given the right conditions, pass our exams and our fulfill our studies very well. The class itself took place at a local school, and I was there from grades kindergarten through four.
Did you ever have to speak up on your behalf to convince your family or teachers that you could handle these sort of educational responsibilities?
I would say there may have been times when I had to do that, very few and far between, but I'm sure that there were moments when I had to prove to someone that I had the faith that I could complete a task, yes.
How did you show that, though? How did you show that sort of faith?
I would say mostly by actions instead of words, because actions do speak louder than words. So in answer to your question, I would say I would have to demonstrate my abilities, and that was more convincing.
You've belonged to several community-minded organizations, and you become very well-versed in coordinating activities. What are some of the organizations and activities that you've coordinated? And what are the ways that you've spoken out about handling these two big responsibilities?
Okay. Let me start out by saying that I currently run a mixed bowling league locally for persons with and without disabilities. I've been doing that for the better part of 20 years. It's been a lot of fun. We bowl from September to May, and we have approximately 30 to 40, and we've had as much as 50 or 60 at some points, you know, bowlers of all types. Before that, I ran a recreation organization for persons with disabilities where we went on trips and held activities to raise money for those trips. I have also coordinated and still do a magazine, which I'm the publisher of. It's called Consumer Vision. You may have seen that on my website, Brian. It's called Consumer Vision. It's a bi-monthly publication, which comes out primarily via email, although we do have a couple of paid subscribers who get it. One gets it in CD, the other one gets it in Braille. I have over 225 subscribers at the current time, and we've been publishing Consumer Vision now for 7 or 8 years. I also was the commissioner of a local softball league, which consisted of sighted players. So in a sense, I was the blind leader of a membership organization of over 200 sighted people. I don't know how many other blind people can make that claim, where they've led an organization with that many sighted people in it. But I did that for several years here in New Bedford.
Let's talk about your role, Bob, as public relations chairman for Project Starfish. What do you do in this role?
I make sure that I get the word out to businesses as well as to the blind about what Project Starfish does, because I think that Project Starfish serves a very important purpose. It gets blind people into employment possibilities, which is something that, as I had stated earlier, is very difficult to do. Project Starfish makes it a little bit easier. Project Starfish is a socioeconomic model that acts as a shared service with blind consultants and small business startups. When a small business signs on to Project Starfish, they are agreeing that they need a little bit of help with modern business skills, such as social media, content writing, customer service, marketing, virtual administration, etc. And we have a team of blind consultants who will fulfill those needs.
What happens when the blind client, or even the business itself, the startup, comes into Project Starfish? What are the procedures?
Well, before the customer joins up with Project Starfish, we get on a call with them and we introduce ourselves. Normally, we find these businesses through our social media content, such as LinkedIn and Google and or whatever other resource we can find, these startups. We research, we do case studies, And then once we do the case studies, we send an email out. And sometimes the customer responds favorably, so we get them on a customer call. We introduce the team. We describe who we are. We listen to what the customer has to offer. Then there's a question and answer segment. And if the customer is interested in what we have to do for them, that's when they sign on. Now, one of the prerequisites for signing on is they have to agree to pay our consultants who get assigned to him on a monthly basis. The jobs may be temporary or they may be permanent. It all depends on the customer.
But what about when the blind customer or client joins Project Starfish? How does that work?
When a blind client joins Project Starfish, he will be trained in how to use these skills to help the small business. There are LinkedIn trainings, there are meetup trainings, there are customer service trainings, there are content writing trainings, business etiquette trainings, and so on and so forth that the blind people in Project Starfish go through.
Now, Ricardo, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we've been just leaving you off to the side there for a little while. But let's talk with you. Yeah, but let's talk with you now for a little bit. Then we'll get back to you. Actually, mm-hmm. the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Ricardo, you're the manager of business analytics and research for Project Starfish.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do in this role?
Okay, so Project Starfish is set up into three different teams. One team is primarily concerned with customer service, content media creation, social media marketing. And then we have another team, which is the team that I lead. We do business research analytics. And we also have a third team, which is fairly new to Project Starfish, and that is the management consulting team. So these teams, when a person goes through the interview process, as Bob outlined, we try to put the person in a group that kind of meets their skill set. So in the business and research team that I head up, we have a call every evening, and I try to teach my team members efficient ways to, one, do online research, because information is key. People put a high premium on information, small businesses, large businesses, individuals. And so, for example, I try to teach them efficient ways of searching. So if a business, for example, would like 100 names of potential candidates they could interview for our position, they would give us the criterion, for example, and we would do our best to search LinkedIn and other social media outlets to find that information. And I try to instill certain techniques into each team member to guide them along that path to efficient search, as well as how to think like a business person would. What does the customer want? What are they looking for? This helps them filter out information that isn't germane to what the client wants.
So let's talk real quickly about your hands-on business program at Project Starfish, Bob and Ricardo. It assists the talented blind professionals to becoming employable in just 6 months. How does the program work and offer the 6-month guarantee for the blind?
Okay, you want me to take that, Bob?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, essentially what we do is, as Bob outlined a little earlier, we create relationships with small businesses and startups. And so, for example, we currently work with a company called Expertify. which is a part of Harvard Innovation Labs, out of Harvard University. And this is, we've worked with companies like this. We've worked with telecommunications companies from Israel, app developers, video game developers, all sorts of broad and diverse fields of business, via the case study model that Bob outlined earlier. So what we do is we make sure that our members work with a business within 2 months of joining. That's the goal, and we're pretty good about that. And within that 6 months, we hope for them to work with through two to five businesses, building up different skills, maybe customer service, maybe business research, analytics, social media content creation. And this is kind of dependent on their skill set, but we want everybody to kind of dip their toe in the pool of all of these different opportunities so that they're more diverse. Because when you go out there into the job market, they generally want people who can do more than one thing because everybody is cutting back and they want a person who can fill multiple roles. And that's what Project Starfish tries to reinforce. Diversify your skill set. If you are a, I don't know, in my case, I'm a tech guy, right? But if I can diversify my skill set to include business administration, project management, that can only help me further myself because not only can I just be a low guy on the totem pole working at a help desk, I can also lead a team. Run projects for that IT center. I've have experience leading people. It's also leadership. People want leaders in their business, people who they can give responsibilities to and not bat an eyelash about it. Like I said, they want a ready-made person. Many companies don't want to commit the time and resources to train people anymore. That's where we come in. We try to give that experience to our members so they can go into any interview and present themselves in a way that the potential employer will look at them and say, "Wow, this person's already ready-made for this job. All these other people interviewing with them, it might take 2 months of training, but this person already have these prerequisite skills." So quicker ramp up time for us. And they'll look at that, and we believe that that makes our members more employable than if they generally weren't in our program.
Brian, if I may add something to what Ricardo just said, our consultants at Project Starfish can work for more than one company at a time. We could work for as many as three or four companies at a time, if we have the time in the day to do that, which helps our supplemental incomes.
Now, I hear there's some big fundraising initiative here at Project Starfish. They're making plans to raise funds and expand its operation. During the process, the organization's director, Subhashish Acharya, is looking for letters of recommendation from the customers, the media reps, the business organization reps, the government officials, and the government agency representatives who've worked with Project Starfish. What are your plans for raising funds and expanding the organization's operations? And how can our listeners submit letters of recommendation and support Project Starfish?
Course, the person would have to have knowledge in Project Starfish to be able to recommend. And I know I'm taking a lot of the letters of recommendation as the PR chairperson of the organization. So if it's okay with you, Brian, I can give out my email address for that.
Yes, do that.
Sure. Branko182 at Verizon.net. And then I will forward any information to whoever I need to forward it to.
Okay, sounds good. So, let our listeners become clients of Project Starfish or get involved with Project Starfish?
Well, there are two ways that I can think of right now. Ricardo may have additional ways. There are several ways to get in touch. There's a website called www.projectstarfishinc.org. It's being reconstructed at the moment. We're not ready for our major launch yet, but it's up there with different material that would interest people. So I would say that people can check that out, or they can contact 508-395-6379. That is the phone number of our founder, Subhashish Acharya, which we call him Subs. Those are two ways that people can contact Project Starfish.
Ricardo, do you have anything else to add on that last question? Anything?
Yeah, I was going to say they could also contact me. I do a lot of the interviewing myself, actually. So they could actually reach me at rwalker296@gmail.com. And just send me an email along with their resume if they have one, and we can schedule an interview with them. To tackle your second question, our advice: network. I've noticed that many blind people that I've run into, they're afraid to be proactive when it comes to asking questions and interacting a lot of times. I look at everybody as a potential means of employment. Many times in the work environment that we have now, it's a lot of who you know, not what you know. The majority of jobs in the United States, for example, and I'm assuming this is the case in many other countries, organizations, they hire internally. They have job placings internally, not externally. So if you make acquaintance with somebody who works for a certain business A, they might keep you in mind and say, for example, hey, Brian, you know, we have a job opening in my department. It's not being advertised publicly, but I can put in your resume if you want. And you'd probably say, sure, I'm totally interested. Here goes my resume. Thank you very much for informing me about this. This is how many, many people get jobs. It's not through what we would consider the conventional way of opening a newspaper, looking into want ads, supplying an application and a resume, getting a call back, going up to an interview. I mean, it still happens that way. But if you go around and ask how many people who have jobs found their jobs, it was through a personal contact of some sort. So networking is really, really the key to job placement.
Real quickly, how might our listeners learn more about you two and Project Starfish?
Well, they can go to www.pstarfish.org. That's going to be our new web address. And like Bob said, it's under construction. The official launch isn't going to be till the summer, but it is live. So people can check it out. We have member bios up there and pictures, as well as, you know, FAQs and things of that nature, so people could find out more about us and what we do. And I'm also on Twitter. So you can find me, you can find me at rwalker296. And anyone interested could send me a message, a mention on Twitter. I'm a pretty friendly guy. So if you just want to say, how are you? How's the weather in New York? I'll be more than glad to interact with anyone willing to speak.
And I am on Twitter as well, at Branko Bob, and people can look for me in the same fashion. I'm also on Facebook, so you can find me there, Robert Branko. I'm probably the first Robert Branko listed once you search for contacts on Facebook.
Bob and Ricardo, you both are an inspiration to us all, and Project Starfish definitely helps the blind get those job opportunities that they so much dream. Thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Before we go, let me give listeners a quick reminder. I welcome comments and suggestions on today's episode and past and future shows. Just visit and like me on Facebook at Speaking Out for the Blind, or follow me on Twitter at Speak Out Blind. That's all for this edition of Speaking Out for the Blind. Thanks for listening, and remember to speak out.
Earn big money for your ACB affiliate. Just form a team and participate in the ACB Brenda Dillon Memorial Walk, taking place at our ACB National Conference and Convention. Your team can share up to 50% of the funds it raises with an affiliate of its choice. Or if you prefer to join as an individual and just raise money for ACB, you can certainly do that too. We want to encourage everyone to take part. You don't even have to attend the convention. You can be a virtual participant from home. It's easy. We'll tell you the secrets of how other members have raised thousands of dollars in our previous ACB walks. We provide everything you need to get started immediately. For more information and to register, go to our website at walk.acb.org or call Donna Brown at 304-822-4679. 304-822-4679.